How to build a gospel bridge with someone shaped by Hindu ideas. A gospel bridge is not manipulation. It is not a clever way to trap someone. It is a respectful connection between a person's real longing and the good news of Jesus Christ. When ministering to someone shaped by Hindu ideas, listen for four common longings. First, listen for the longing for justice. A person may say karma will catch up with them. Under that phrase may be a deep desire for moral order. Christians can affirm that justice matters, but we also witness to a God who is not an impersonal moral force. God is personal, righteous, merciful, and active. In Christ, justice and mercy meet. Second, listen for the longing for release. Someone may feel exhausted by suffering and say, "I just want to be free from all of this." Hindu-shaped spirituality may speak of liberation from the cycle of rebirth. Christianity speaks of redemption from sin, evil, death, and corruption through Jesus Christ. The Christian hope is not that the person dissolves into ultimate reality, but that God raises, heals, restores, and makes all things new. Third, listen for the longing for union with the divine. Some may speak of becoming one with God or returning to the divine ocean. Christians also speak of communion with God, but not as the loss of personhood. In Christ, we are reconciled to God as beloved people. We are not erased, we are redeemed. Fourth, listen for the longing for peace. Many people drawn to Hindu-shaped ideas are weary of conflict, anxiety, striving, and fragmentation. Christian ministry can speak of peace with God through Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the promise of resurrection life. Here is a simple bridge phrase. I hear your longing for peace and release. Christians share the belief that this world is not as it should be. But Christians believe God's answer is not escape from embodied life or loss of personhood. God's answer is Jesus Christ, who entered suffering, died, rose bodily, and promises new creation. That is clear, but not harsh. Always consider the setting. In a funeral, keep it brief and tender. In a coaching conversation, ask permission before going deeper. In a pastoral care setting, use scripture wisely. In chaplaincy, respect the person's stated desire and institutional boundaries. A helpful scripture is Jesus' promise. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live, even if he dies. John 11:25. That verse does not erase grief. It speaks hope into grief. Build gospel bridges slowly, honor the person, clarify the difference, point to Christ. That is faithful comparative religion ministry. These three transcripts follow the Topic 5 video pattern for Hinduism ministry skills. Keeping the Haley presenter format, 500-word maximum target, consent-based care, respectful comparison, and gospel bridge emphasis.